over the last number of years, some terms have come to the fore in social media and in other media platforms as well, that maybe 20 or 30 years ago, or 10 or even 5 years ago, or maybe even a couple of years ago, would have been unknown to the majority of people. And one of those terms is the term woke. We hear nowadays about the woke generation. It's not just exclusively tied to young people, but many people across the board describe themselves with great pride as to being part of the woke generation. And really what they're saying is that they are no longer sleeping. They are awake. They have woke up to the needs of the world around them. It might be with regards to climate change. It might be with regards to racial inequality. It might be with regards to gender identity. It might be with regards to a whole host of different things. And they pride themselves in being the woke generation. They take to TikTok, Facebook, and all sorts of social platforms and propagate their views. And I suppose a lot of them are well-meaning. And it's maybe just difficult to categorise exactly what the woke generation is. But certainly whenever we think about the Church of Jesus Christ, there is need for the church to awaken. The world around us is rising up with all sorts of ideas, thoughts and opinions as to what the right way forward is. And the woke generation and the woke agenda seems to be gaining a lot of ground and getting a lot of airtime, as it were. But whenever we think of the church certainly seems to be sleeping. It was Napoleon Bonaparte many years ago who took a map of the world. He had conquered so much of Europe and was gaining much ground, and he brought his military generals in around the table upon which sat this huge map of the world. And he began to point at all of the nations that they had conquered already. And then he pointed to China. And he said, China is like a sleeping giant. We dare not awaken China. If we awaken China, we are in trouble and our crusade stops. So just let China sleep. And I think it was Leonard Ravenhill who likened that illustration, if you like, onto the devil, bringing his fallen angels in around him, pointing to a map of the world and saying the world is ours. So many of the nations are blind. So many of the nations belong to us. We have conquered so much of the world. And then he pointed to the church and he said, we dare not awaken the church. Let the church sleep. The church is today's sleeping giant. If we awaken the church, we're in trouble. And you know, in many respects, the church needs to be woke, woken up, not woke in the sense of the agenda that's going on in the world around us, but the church needs to arise, the church needs to waken up, for the church certainly is sleeping. Hell burns while the church sleeps. And in Matthew 25, we read the parable of the 10 virgins. And whenever the bridegroom came at midnight and a cry was made, all 10 of them, the wise as well as the foolish, were found sleeping. And the church is sleeping. Look at our prayer meetings, for example. Look at the prayer meeting in your church. Maybe you don't have any interest in going to it yourself. Or if you go along to the prayer meeting, it's dry, there's a lack of urgency. Does your church have an outreach team? If so, how many are on it? It just shows us that the church is sleeping. Abortion laws are being pushed through. Euthanasia laws are being pushed through. Marriage is being redefined. Multitudes are living and dying without a saviour. Our church services are dry and barren. Very few unsaved people, if any, come into some of our church services. It's been many years and many churches since there's been a soul genuinely converted. If we're honest, night after night, Lord's Day by Lord's Day, the gospel nets are empty. And we've gone through all of the things, the troubles in this country, and then the credit crunch a number of years ago, and then all of the uncertainty with regards to Brexit, and then all of the confusion and uncertainty and trials that went on with regards to COVID, and still God's people are sleeping. And we need to rise up and be the true, real, woke generation. I just conclude with a little verse from the book of Ephesians, and it's chapter number 5. and verse number 14. Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine or in his excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Awake thou that sleepest, arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. May the Church of Jesus Christ arise. May we waken up out of our slumber and out of our sleep. And you know, whenever somebody's sleeping, they don't like to be woke up. Whenever somebody's sleeping, they mightn't even know that they're sleeping. Whenever somebody's sleeping, they're inactive. Whenever somebody is sleeping, they're unconscious. Whenever somebody is sleeping, they're ineffective. And whenever somebody's sleeping, they dream up some of the craziest things. And so it is in the church. Inactivity, unconsciousness, a lack of power, a lack of awareness. And the church doesn't like to be woke up. And we're certainly dreaming up a lot of weird and wonderful things in these days. May the Church of Jesus Christ waken up and rise up and go through with God and begin to pray. Live for God, walk circumspectly, and be filled with the Spirit. Thank you for listening. Went on a few minutes longer than I usually do, but may God bless these thoughts to your hearts. Have a good day. I'm just going in here to do a wee visit in a nursing home. But we'll see you soon, friends, and let's wake up. God bless you.